my honor and my privilege to be here. And well, I appreciate y'all. I've had a good team. I've had a good group of guys in devotions. And well, I'm excited about what God's going to do. Amen. If you'd open your Bible, please, to Luke chapter number 11. We've been learning this week about Solomon. And Luke chapter number 11. Still hear some pages turning. You glad you're saved?
Yeah.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
If you've been saved, it means you'll never, ever, ever, ever have to go to hell.
Yeah.
There'll never be a day, there'll never be 30 seconds that you'll ever have to spend outside of God's mercy.
Yeah.
There'll never be a day that you ever feel the flames that burn in the place called hell. There'll never be a day that you hear the wailing and the gnashing of teeth. There'll never be a day, amen, when you're cast into outer darkness.
Amen.
Because you've been saved by the grace of God. I heard this little phrase one time. It said, heaven bound with the hammer down and can't be slowed down. Ephesians chapter number 2 said, I'm all as good as there, seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Boy, I thank God for the day that I got born again. 8.5 years ago on January the 29th, I came to a revival meeting on a Friday night. And God had been dealing with my heart. By the time I was 19, I had been in trouble with the law 2 times. I remember the second time when I got home being overwhelmed with shame at what I had done. And I got by myself out in the woods somewhere, and I could take you right to the very spot where I sit, and I said, God, please show me what I need to do. I don't want this life anymore. I know what the Bible says, that God heareth not the prayer of sinners, but I believe when God begins to deal with somebody and they begin to respond, amen, I believe God hears.
Yes,
I believe God listens.
Yes.
When a seeking Savior,
yes,
and a seeking sinner will get together every time, amen. If you came to camp this week looking to have a good time, playing sports, playing games, you can get that. And if you came to camp this week looking for God to do something that will last the rest of your life, you can get that as well.
Amen.
You know what happened when I asked God to do that? The very next day, I was out. We make promises to God so many times when we get in a bind. But the very second God helps us out, we forget all about Him. That's just the way we are. But I remember I left and I was out doing something that I knew that I shouldn't be doing. And while I was gone, a man of God came to my house to tell me about the Lord Jesus. When I got back, my mother told me that that he had come to see me. And you want to talk about conviction? Well, God worked in my heart. You know what the best thing to do when God works in your heart? Respond. You know when the best time to respond to God when He's working in your heart? Now. You say, I'll wait till I get home next week when all my friends won't see. I'll wait till I get home next week when it won't be quite as embarrassing to go to respond to what God's doing. You leave here and what will happen if you try to put it off? The devil will come and he'll try to steal away what God's been doing in your heart this week. Boy, God's good. Thank God for the day that I got saved.
Amen.
Amen. We've been studying this week about Solomon. And wow. I know there's different takes. You can teach about Solomon and you can teach about wisdom. You can teach about Solomon. You can teach about how God responds to good prayers. And you can look at the other side and you can teach about Solomon, how foolish he was, what we've been learning this week. But I just want to give you just one little bit of something about Solomon. And I touched on it a little bit yesterday in the teen class. But you've never met anybody like Solomon in person anyways. You've never seen anything like the picture of the temple. You've never seen anything like that. When the Queen of Sheba came to see Solomon, she prepared her gifts and she was no... She was a queen. She was not poor. But when she came to see the queen of, King Solomon, she had heard about him. And everything that she heard, it made her want to come and see this great king and hear of his wisdom. And when she got there, she talked to him. And you know what he did? Said he told her all of her questions. And she saw how his servants were happy to serve. And then she saw how Solomon left his house and how it went from his house up to God's house. And the way so much glory was with Solomon when he left his house to get to God's house. You know what she said? She said, "There was no more spirit in me." She nearly fainted. I've never seen anybody like that. I've never seen anybody that had so much glory that it nearly stole my... This took all the spirit out and I just couldn't hardly stand it. Solomon, God had blessed Solomon beyond anybody that you've ever seen or anybody that you've ever met. He went higher with God and he went before his wisdom. He had it all. But you know what? Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, and I would have gladly preached on Monday. I would have gladly preached on Tuesday. I'm thinking I have a fit.
Uh-oh.
I would have gladly preached on Wednesday. I would have gladly... Did I say Wednesday already? Or Thursday? But you know what Friday is? Friday is when we get our eyes off of Solomon and we learn about one who's much greater than Solomon.
Amen.
Amen. There is one who goes far beyond Solomon and leaves Solomon in the dust. And he's great. And he's powerful.
Amen.
And he's got better knowledge. And he's got better wisdom. And he's got better resources. Amen. Solomon knew about all the animals. God made the animals. Solomon knew about all the different types of trees. But God made the trees.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I don't... Solomon, he doesn't seem so glorious anymore when you put him in the light of Jesus Christ,
amen,
the Son of God.
Yeah.
You can make fun of preaching all you want to, and you can sit there and think you're silly to praise God Almighty, but I guarantee you one thing, there'll be a day, God will show you, there'll be a day when you won't be so silly anymore.
Amen.
Hey, it's real, it's real, it's real. Amen. To worship Him. And you know what the most important thing? Hey, I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. Now, I don't know if you know about all my little sayings. I'm learning, haven't been here long, fresh off the boat, and I don't know a whole lot about the way things are here. But I know God. I met God one night, amen, and I found out something. You get along with Him, and He'll show you some things. Amen. And I get worried a whole lot of times about what I don't know. And you know, that's the way we do. We'll go to the refrigerator, or we'll go to the cabinet, amen, and we'll go to the cupboard, we'll open up the door, and you know what we'll say? I don't have any of that. And I don't have any of that. And I don't have any of that. Well, I can't wait till I get some of that. And I can't wait till I'm driving one of those. And I can't wait till I live in one of those. And you know what we do? We get our mind and our hearts focused kitchen sink. And my inhaler's nearly empty. If I pass out, I've got a way to go. But you know what, Lord?
Amen.
Hey, I... I just felt God do something on the inside. And I'm going to tell you something. I felt what God, I felt what this world's drugs will do.
Yeah.
I felt what this world's alcohol will do. And I felt what this world's cigarettes will do. And I've seen what this world's filth will do. And if you take it from me and you line it up with the Bible, nothing, nothing, nothing compares to the joy that's in Christ Jesus. Trying to get somewhere and I can't hardly get there. The main objective this week, I'm going to have to say something else when I get there again. It's important to have a good time. You don't know how grateful I am. My kids aren't really even old enough to be here. They wouldn't be here unless me and my wife are both here. But you don't know how grateful I am. How thankful I am to see my boy and see my little girl run around and have friends and get to spend a week just forgetting about all the pressure. You said they don't know pressure. No, but they know when mom and daddy knows pressure. That's right. Hey, I know that don't matter to you. But it's important for you to have this week. It's important. I've learned something this week. I saw how it was on Monday night. We had several different groups on Monday night. You came in from different places. You came in on different buses. You came in on different trains. And you know what we have now? We don't have several different groups. I know we got four teams. But you know what we have now? You know what God did in just a matter of a few days? I've seen people that didn't know people, sitting beside people, talking with people, playing games with people, playing sports with people, fellowshipping with people, learning from people.
Yes, sir.
The most important thing going on this week took place in this room right here. You see, there's a principle in the Word of God. It says God starts everything good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm respectful when I say this, but this camp didn't start in the heart of Brother Craig Ledbetter. You know where this camp started? Do you know how come this camp is here this week? I'll tell you how come this camp is here this week. Because there's a God in heaven that loves young people and He wanted a place for young people to come and to sit down and let Him mold and let Him work on their hearts and let Him make them peculiar so that they'll stand out in this world and they'll take what they learn here back into their community and back into their schools and they'll spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then the most important thing this week is God working on your heart. And if you'll let Him, He'll do it. Hallelujah. I ain't even got to my text yet. But it's all right. You don't even have to have a text, to be honest with you. You can just preach. If you'll let God, He'll do something. I know this service is about over. Boy, I want this to stick. And I know we just got one more service. But God will do more for you in 5 minutes than you'll do in a lifetime.
Amen.
God is a God. I got to look into something in Genesis chapter number 1. It said, in the beginning, God. And you know what He did for the next 6 days? He made this world and everything. I used to think about all. Have you ever been to one of the aquariums? I don't know if you, where you can see all the fish that gather from the ocean. See all the little things you never would even know exist unless somebody had brought them up for you to see them. I used to think, well, God probably made most of them, and then they kind of interbred, and then there's more than there used to. But no, God said He made them all in one day. And then He reached down on the sixth day and He got him a big handful of dirt. Kind of like the way Colton's been doing this week. He's been eating. He got him a good handful of dirt. And you know what he did? Everything else, he said he spoke, let it be, let it be. But he took this one handful of dirt, and he didn't just say let it be, but he took it and he handmade it.
Yes.
Boy, don't you like... Don't you like to flip over the tag on a leather jacket or flip over the tag? Hey, man, I was looking at a leather recliner at the store one day and he flipped it over and he pulled the backing off and he said, 100% Italian leather. Boy, if you could see it, there's a tag on you that says handmade by God. Amen. And you're His property. And hey, He's the Lord. And if you'll let Him, He'll do some things for you. You let Him and He'll do some things for you right now, today, tonight, tomorrow morning, that'll last you the rest of your life. I got to looking about what Jesus can teach the world. And I typed in on my little computer and it brought up I was looking in the Gospels and it brought up teach all through the Gospels. And it seemed like the majority of the time the word teach was mentioned, Jesus was there. Mm. You know what that tells me? I learned something from that. He is interested in teaching you. The God of heaven who knows everything about everything. There's nothing, there's nothing that He doesn't know. There's nothing you ever thought that He doesn't know. Nothing. He knows your very word before they ever cross your lips. He knows your thoughts from afar off. He's known you since you were substance in your mother's womb. God knows all about you. And the very God that knows the day from, the very God that made night and day, the very God that made all the creatures that live in the sea, He desires to teach you. It's not just the person in the back row. It's not just the person that needs to be saved. It's you. And you, and you, and you, and you. God wants to work on you. You know what we do? The preacher's preaching, and we're thinking about, boy, that fit him good. Boy, that fit her good. I wish she'd get a dose of that. I'm glad he's preaching that because she sure needs it. But you know what preaching's for? Preaching's for you. And me, we need it. It's not my brother. Now, I know it's a little kid song, but it's not my brother. It's not my sister. But it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's you. We get our minds focused on all our circumstances, how wrong everything is around. But it's just us God wants to work on. It's us Jesus wants to teach. Anyhow, in verse number 31 of chapter 11. Boy, I'll be honest, conviction just hit my heart. Verse number 31, I'll just read it. You don't have to turn there if you're not there. Said the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment. And that hurts. With the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here.
Amen.
You know what that verse is telling me? Oh, Holy Ghost, help it stick. You know what that verse is telling me? Shame, 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 shame. That's right. You see, Solomon, we thought he was way up here, but really he's way down here somewhere. And he's way down here somewhere because Jesus Christ, you can't even imagine how much further beyond Solomon Jesus Christ is. Yet Solomon's glory, Solomon's reputation, Solomon's wisdom was enough. And then to stir the heart of Queen Sheba that she would come from the utmost parts, amen, of the world to find and see Him. We can't even get out of the bed in the mornings to pray to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. won't even tell our friends no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That verse is telling me, shame, 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 shame. She had more love and desire to meet Solomon and to know Solomon's wisdom than you and I have to know the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Oh, there's one much greater than Solomon. Hallelujah, I get to preach on Friday. There's one far greater than Solomon. He's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He made the world.
Yes.
It didn't evolve.
Amen.
Hey, I might have some youngins like that. I act like monkeys once in a while, but I didn't come from one.
Amen.
He's the Lord. I thought about... help me. Tim, don't crucify me. Tim Zion's cheer. It's cooler to be peculiar. Hey, you don't know how cool Jesus Christ is. If I can use those two terms to get to, we got to get our eyes off of what's around us and get our affection set on things above. He's awesome. You know what my heart's desire today in this time is, right now in this session is? You know what I want for you and for me to be able to do by the time I'm done, and it's not much longer, by the time I'm finished? Do you know, I really want just a few words, just a few thoughts, amen, to enter into your heart and to consume your thoughts. Wow. Jesus. Wow. Because I know some of you. You know what? I learned a verse in the Bible. And it stuck with me. It's helped me. It said, He fashioneth all of our hearts alike. And you know what God showed me from that verse? He showed me that you might not have my problems. And I might not have your problems. But you and I got problems. I might not struggle with the things you struggle with, and you might not struggle with the things I struggle with, but He fashioned all of our hearts alike, and they all fall short, and they all have wrong tendencies. And the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would leave all the splendor and all the glory of heaven and die on a cross for people like me and me, just who's had faults like we've had, who's wanted to do things like we've wanted to do, who has done things like you and I have done. Oh, He left heaven and He bled and He died and He did it willingly. People like you and people like me, you will not learn of any greater love anywhere in the world besides that, because there is none.
That's right.
You know what? He is God. He's big. He's powerful. He loves you. He loves you. No matter how many times you fall short, He loves you. No matter how many times you mess up, and no matter how messed up you get, He loves you.
Amen.
Jesus, the Son of God. Hey, everybody up here, He loves you. He's far greater than Solomon.
Yes.
You know what He can teach you? He can teach you how to live forever in heaven. I was kind of worried, I'll be honest with you. You see, it started on Monday and we keep building and building, and we're building on one another's faults. And it's amazing how God ties it together. I got a little nervous this morning. Brother John was talking to me, and he started using some of the same verses that I was studying this morning. But you know what? I believe God wants to drive home in our hearts this week. There is one so much greater than anybody you know. Oh, He goes so much further than all that idols this world has. Deep in your heart, there might be somebody that you wouldn't want anybody else to know about it, but they've caught your attention. And deep in your heart, you think they're so
But no. It's Him.
Amen.
You think it would be just so great if you could just step out of your world for a little while and step into, I don't know who, into somebody else's for a little while. But no. It's Him. Nobody exceeds Him. Nobody goes higher than Him. Nobody, if I can use this term, is cooler than Jesus. Amen. Nicodemus came to Him and he said, "What must I do?" We know God, a teacher comes from God. And Jesus told him these little words. I want God to just burn it in your hearts, even if you are saved. Because if God will burn it in your hearts, if God will burn it in your heart, then you and I, God will burn it in our hearts. And when you and I get home Saturday, we won't think about all those lost people the same that live around us and go to school with us and play games with us. We won't think of them. Except ye be born again. You must be born again. All the things. There's only one way to live forever. You know what the opposite of living forever is? It's dying forever.
Yeah.
That you must be born again. You got to repent. You got to believe. Amen. Call on His name and ask Him to save you, and He'll save you.
Amen.
You know what holds us back? You know what holds us back from getting a lot of times from doing business with God? We're more scared of what people will think about us than we are scared of what God can do with us. And I'm not scared of God like rabbits are scared of foxes. But I know it's God who let righteous Job suffer.
Yeah.
I know it's God who chastises His children. And I know it's God who puts people in hell who die that are not born again. Amen. Number two, and I'll be honest, it's sort of a disconnected thought, but He teaches you to pray so that God will listen. The idea of me getting somewhere, or me bowing somewhere, or not even, just looking to God in my heart and saying, "Father, in the God, hey, the God who holds all the winds in His treasure." The God who created the earth and the universe, hey, did you know something, Josiah? He didn't just make the stars, but He knows their name.
Yeah.
And you go out tonight, hey, when we're doing whatever we're doing tonight, whether it be bonfire or whatever, and you look up and you see all those stars that scientists are trying to number, and they get so far and they guesstimate so far and they really don't have the slightest idea, you say, "My daddy knows His name."
Amen.
He knows everyone by name. He knows their number. When you walk out on the beach today and you step out in the sand and you freeze to death.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's good preaching, ain't it? You look down and you see all, and you pick up a handful of sand. And while everybody else is playing, you go somewhere and you start counting. And when we get back and you're still counting, and it's nearly impossible just to count the number of the grains of sand that you can hold in your hand. But God knows the number of every grain on every beach and beneath the surface of every water. The thing that wicked us, that awful us, that ungodly us can kneel down, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ and call upon that God. And that God will change things in our life. And that God will change things in our hearts. If you want to know how to do that, Jesus can teach you. That God saved people around us. If you want to know how to do that, Jesus can teach you. Let me stand, please, with our heads bowed. The preacher's coming. I just wonder if you'd like to come to me after service.
and tell me of somebody greater than Him. I'd love to hear about Him, but I don't believe you'll find Him. Jesus, wow.
Give me a bounty, right?